From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Hillary Clinton takes center stage tonight with a speech at the Democratic National Convention. The four-night televised spectacle kicks off the general election campaign, but Democrats are still picking up the pieces from the tough primary fight between Barack Obama and Clinton. In a moment, we'll hear from some Clinton supporters at the convention who are struggling to square their sentiments with the outcome of the primary.
But first, if the Democratic primary hadn't been so dramatic, the biggest speech tonight would have been the one tagged as the keynote address. It'll be delivered by former Virginia Governor Mark Warner. He's running for the U.S. Senate from that battleground state. In Denver, he spoke with our co-host, Michelle Norris.
Mark Warner, thank you so much for joining us.
Michelle, thanks for having me on.
Now, you're delivering the keynote address. 4 years ago, the keynote address was delivered by Barack Obama. You know where I'm going here. Tough act to follow.
Tough act to follow. I mean, probably the best keynote speech in modern political history for either political party. I don't have the same style or rhetoric, but I got a good story to tell. I got a story that talks about Virginia in terms of how we actually got Democrats and Republicans to work together, how we brought some real results to rural communities, how we realized that in a 21st century economy, you know, a lot of these issues don't break down along traditional partisan lines. And I think that what Senator Obama has touched into is that enthusiasm of to turn the page. And I hope I can convey the message that, you know, Americans are ready to turn the page. Some of the challenges we face are also opportunities. But if we do that, we've got to find some common ground. We've got to not leave wide swaths of rural America behind. And even though this may not go over too well tonight in the Democratic Convention Hall, you know, we've got to find some bipartisan cooperation.
Now, you talk about change. This campaign has really been all about change. Has the campaign done a good enough job, though, in getting down to the specifics, helping people understand what change really means?
I think they're getting better. I think at first there was a campaign when you're dealing with, in either party, the folks who turn out in the primaries or even more so in the conventions, they're the ones who are going to go off and read your 20-point policy plan. For the majority of Americans, who I think just now are tuning into this race, even though Lord knows the race is gone forever, for a lot of folks it's all been noise. You know, so now it's time for folks to make an actual decision. And a 20-point policy paper on the internet's not going to convince them of that.
Walk me through the state of Virginia. Where are the biggest challenges for the Obama campaign?
The biggest challenges are in rural Virginia, in the far southwest corner, which is the old coal fields, and, you know, in many ways is more similar to eastern Tennessee or West Virginia. South side Virginia, the portion of the state that borders North Carolina, used to be tobacco, textiles, furniture, industries that have been enormously hard hit. Parts of the Shenandoah Valley, which in many ways resemble, you know, parts of Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. These are all areas that, one, they've been traditionally tough for Democrats, and two, you know, Senator Obama has got to convince those folks that this is not just kind of a political drive-by, that he absolutely cares about their futures.
Political junkies can do a little bit of talent spotting at political conventions. You're certainly well-known in political circles, but might they be looking at you as a potential presidential candidate in the future? You said not now, but are you writing your future in pencil?
I got three teenage daughters. I got to get through high school. The only thing I'm aspiring to right now is to have the people of Virginia hire me to be senator, because I think my value add would be put together this, what I'm calling the radical centrists, you know, a bipartisan group of senators that could maybe say no to the, you know, the political extremes on both sides. Now, again, that may not go over well in the hall, but it's what I believe in.
We don't see a lot of it.
Oh, no, you've got to have a stronger center. That means you got to look at each issue and realize that, you know, if it's a good idea, you shouldn't care about where it originated. If it works, let's get things that work. And that means a strong Senate. If I can go to the Senate and do that and help a President Obama, or if not successful, a President McCain, the country's got to get itself back on the right path.
How do you prepare for a speech like this?
Well, one of the things I've spent a lot of time preparing, the only thing that occasionally gets me off track is when you're walking along and you see the video of the Obama keynotes 4 years ago. You say, wow, man, that was, you know, that was a powerful oratory. But I feel like we've got a good story, and one that I'm very, very proud of what we accomplished in Virginia. And something I believe passionately in. And I believe passionately that this country, we're at one of those historic inflection points. I mean, this is one of those times when our country's got to step up and get it right. And I think the American people are ready for that.
Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Michelle.
That was former Governor Mark Warner of Virginia.